And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. For months on end, all NBA fans heard about was Damian Lillard wanting out of Portland, and apparently the only place he would accept being traded to was Miami. Well, today, Lillard's wish was granted. He was traded, but Miami's not the destination. Lillard's been traded from Portland to Milwaukee in a three-team trade that also includes the Phoenix Suns. Lillard goes to the Bucks to be paired with Giannis. Portland gets back Drew Holiday, DeAndre Ayton, Toumani Kamari, also Milwaukee's unprotected 2029 first-round pick, and two unprotected first-round pick swaps in 28 and 30. Phoenix's haul is Jokic Nurkic, Grayson Allen, Nasir Little, and Keon Johnson. Lillard spent the first 11 seasons of his career in Portland. He now joins Milwaukee, forms possibly the best trio in the league with Giannis and Chris Middleton. Class 4A Fast Pitch Regional Tournament gets going all across the state of Oklahoma tomorrow. One of those right here in Elk City. Elkettes finished second in District 1, which earned them the right to host a four-team regional. They'll start things off tomorrow morning at 11 against Paul's Valley. Bridge Creek and McGinnis will follow at 1. Then the losers of those two games play an elimination game scheduled for 3 o'clock. The winners play the last game of the day at 5. Weatherford's hosting as well. Lady Eagles play Medill at noon. Marlow and McLeod will follow there at 2 o'clock. Woodward heads to Cash for regionals. They play Ada at 2. First game of the day is Cash and Klassen at noon. Clinton plays Sulphur at noon in Newcastle. The winner faces Newcastle at 2. For classes 3A down to class B, this week's regional and super regional tournaments are the last step toward a berth in their respective fast pitch state tournaments. Plenty of teams all across Western Oklahoma that'll be trying to do just that. In class B, Mountain View Godibeau is hosting a four-team regional. Lady Tigers play Maud tomorrow at noon. Hammond and Fort Cobb Broxton are the other two there, and that game starts at 2. Leedy's Lady Bison hosting a regional. Leedy takes on Beaver tomorrow at noon. Granfield and Chattanooga take the field at 2. Arnett's the top seed in their regional. It's being played at Dover. Lady Wildcats take on Dover tomorrow at noon. Moss and Lakeba Sickles will tangle at 2. Then in Class A, Repo Butler's hosting. Lady Indians play Laverne at noon. Sealing and Wacomas get started at 2. Sterling's hosting. They get Sentinel at noon. Hollis and Bingeroni will play at 2. Surreal's a host as well. They get Apache first at noon. Then Cheyenne takes on Hydro at 2. The regional and Carnegie started today. Tushka blanked Carnegie 17-0. Navajo edged Shattuck 5-2. So Shattuck and Carnegie play an elimination game next, and then Tushka and Navajo will follow in winner's bracket action. Class 2A is in the super regional round. Merritt makes the long trip to Latta for a best 2 out of 3 series. Game 1, first pitch scheduled tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Mangum goes completely across the state for super regional play in Pecola. Fall baseball's in their regional round, which means state is next week. In Class A, Hydro Weekly hits the road to face Oakdahaw tomorrow at 2. Okarchi and Tushka will follow there at 4. Canute makes a cross-state trip to Worcester to play Worcester tomorrow at 2. Ampo and Preston are next up at 4. Then down in Class B, Granite's at Fort Cobb Broxton against Mulhall Orlando at 4. First game of the day there is Fort Cobb and Smithville at 2. Hammond's in Calumet to play Asher at 4. Calumet and Big Pasture start the day at 2. Then Leedy's got a long trip down to Stewart. They play Stewart at 2. Roff and Caney follow there at 4 o'clock. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.